B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
The man accused of trying to take snacks from a Colorado hotel was arrested after allegedly swinging a horseshoe at an employee, damaging property, and then trying to microwave a fire extinguisher.
Put the horseshoe down.
Yeah.
Police don't want to do this.
Police say they responded to the hotel around 4:35 a.m. All great things happen at 4:35 a.m.
All great things.
An employee at the hotel said a man came in and tried to take snacks that were sitting out. The employee said after the man was asked to pay for the snacks, the man took a horseshoe and started swinging it at the employee, hitting him in the head. Whoa. I don't know where he got the horseshoe from.
Well,
I wish I knew that.
Somewhere there's a horse that's hobbling along.
Police said the man then threw a piece of rebar at the employee.
So he had both a horseshoe and rebar, and he went for the horseshoe first?
Well, maybe it was one of those, you know, in playing the game horseshoe, those big, heavy ones.
Oh, okay, all right.
So maybe that's what it was.
Maybe
I don't
know. Maybe there was still a horse on it.
And the rebar was just, well, you know how you always have some spare rebar.
I always keep a piece of rebar when I'm looking for snacks.
Yeah. And then while he was throwing the rebar, he lost his shoes as well. They fell off.
Got to be swinging hard.
After that, police said the man pulled a fire alarm and ended up in the kitchen where he damaged some property and then tried to microwave a fire extinguisher.
Smells good.
Police said the other...
Do I smell some fire extinguisher cooking up?
Other officers arrived to assist, and the man was found after he allegedly broke a glass door. The suspect, who has not been identified, was taken into custody and is facing multiple charges. Fortunately, the hotel employee was not seriously injured.
Don't most hotel continental breakfasts include fire extinguishers?
And horseshoes, oddly enough, yeah. A man in Canada suffered serious lacerations to his hand after he decided to pour gunpowder into an open flame.
Oh, come on.
Constable Gary O'Brien with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police said he's very lucky he didn't lose his hand. The incident happened after police received reports of an explosion in the backyard of a home.
I didn't know that would happen.
Police learned that a group of men were around a fire and had an idea to pour gunpowder onto an open flame to see what the reaction would be. The fire...
Well, there you go!
The fire ran up the pouring gunpowder into the metal container in which it was being held, and then it exploded. Metal shards from the explosion ended up severely lacerating the man's hand who was holding the container. He was taken to the hospital, treated for his injuries.
What do you think would happen if I drank a quart of acid?
Mounties believe that alcohol was a contributing factor in the incident. In fact, after it took place, the RCMP noticed an illegal still for brewing alcohol in the backyard. So they were firing up moonshine while they were doing this.
So in Canada, do you think the same stupid phrase is, hey, watch this, or is it different?
No, it's
Probably watch this.
Yeah. So they will dismantle the still after finding it. A former Oklahoma resident is facing felony embezzlement charges for not returning a VHS tape rented in more than 2 decades ago. Online documents show Karen McBride is a wanted woman for never returning Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
We love that movie.
VHS tape. In 1999. The first thing she... This is according to McBride. No, it's not that. Oh, it's Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, not Teen Witch.
Not Teen Witch, no. So McBride said, the first thing she told me was felony embezzlement. So I thought I was going to have a heart attack. McBride said she first learned about the charges when trying to change her name on her license after getting married in Texas. She said, I wanted to change my driver's license during this COVID thing. You had to make an appointment. So I sent them an email, and they sent me an email, and they told me that I had an issue in Oklahoma, and this was the reference number for me to call, and it did. McBride said the number was to the Cleveland County District Attorney's Office, where a woman there told her about the charges filed against her. She said she told me it was over the VHS tape, and I had to make her repeat it because I thought, this is insane. This girl's kidding me, right? But she wasn't kidding. McBride said over the last 20 years, she's been let go from several jobs without being given a reason why. And now to her, it all makes sense. She said, this is why, because when they ran my criminal background check, all they were seeing are those two words, felony embezzlement. After a little more research, the DA's office has decided to dismiss the charge.
Isn't that wild?
Felony embezzlement.
Somewhere, like this grizzled, like, you know, Detective Ed Kowalski, Ed. we got her.
Right, right.
We got her.
That cold case, that 20-year cold case.
Cup of coffee, you know, he's got the cigarettes. Really?
Yeah.
We got her.
All right, here is a another story that, unfortunately, this has been happening a lot. California authorities said a Texas man fell to his death last week while attempting to hike Mount Whitney. I've had a lot of hiking stories that have turned out bad like this.
You got to know your capabilities.
Mount Whitney, by the way, is the tallest mountain in the contiguous United States.
Named after a pop singer.
Salo Escalante arrived at Mount Whitney on April 15th, intending to reach the summit in a day. By Sunday, Escalante, who traveled from Conroe, Texas, was reported missing. The department sent out a search and rescue team the next day, and on Tuesday, officials obtained a warrant to review cell phone records to help pinpoint his location. The team used a helicopter to find his body later that day. They believe that Escalante slipped and fell at around 11,600 feet in elevation while traversing a snowy chute, a term generally meant to describe an inclined plane or sloping channel. Escalante appeared to be an avid adventurer and frequently posted pictures of his trips on social media. Mount Whitney, by the way, is in Central California. It's a popular climbing destination for avid mountaineers and climbers and is the tallest mountain in the U.S. outside of Alaska. In November, a 34-year-old mother spent two nights in freezing temperatures on Mount Whitney after falling about 100 feet, and she was later rescued, but she ended up dying of her injuries shortly thereafter.
Because of the exposure?
Don't really know. She had a, she fell 100 feet, so she had a, she may have had a few things going on with her.
Wow.
But this goes on for like a minute and a half. Did you just edit that together?
Yeah.
It's Yeah, listen, it I appreciate the effort.
Okay.
When Casey did that, he you did this gesture like this. Is this I'm always thinking?
Yeah. Always thinking, man. Well, I also I edit it just with sight, without sound.
Do it again. Play it again.
Well, hang on. Now I gotta here we go. Now we're ready.
Okay, here we go. This is how that went for those of you who missed it just a second ago. Here we go.
And
So I get what you're trying to do. Yeah. So it's going to be and the I would have been the me screaming. It's just a little lag, but I got it. All right. Hey, nice try. Nice try.
For effort, man.
I'm not applauding that. No. All right,
do something with Bobby Brown.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
All right, a man accused of violently attacking staffers at a restaurant in South Boston on Thursday night before fleeing the scene was arrested after police say he crashed his car and was caught with trash bags full of marijuana. Officers responding to a reported fight at the Ocean Prime restaurant spoke with witnesses who said Jason Wages and three other people were having dinner at the restaurant when Wages began to harass female waitstaff and other customers. When confronted by other staffers, witnesses said Wages headbutted an employee, called him a racial slur several times, then headbutted a second employee and spit at a third before leaving and threatening to shoot everyone in the place. Just another night in Southie, I guess.
And he had a whole bunch of pot with him?
Police
say he'd be a little bit more mellow.
Police say Wages went on to crash his Mercedes sedan into another car in a building where witnesses say they saw two people running away from the scene with garbage bags.
I'm the angry pothead.
Wages was located and was arrested. After officers searched the bags, they found 54 heat-sealed bags of marijuana and $8,600 in cash. This guy has all this stuff on him.
Yeah.
And he's wigging out at this restaurant, making a scene. These morons deserve to go to jail for more reason than one. An investigation remains ongoing in that. And this is a terrible story. And it happened locally. And this is just why you got to be careful when you step in, even though it's the right thing to do. A man upset that a 14-year-old girl cut in line at a Berwyn grocery store punch the girl and cashier before fatally stabbing a Good Samaritan who intervened on Friday morning. This is terrible. The customer then ran from Valley's Produce and stabbed another person who tried to stop him. Officers found and arrested the man covered in blood in a nearby backyard. The incident unfolded around 10:15 a.m. when the customer angrily accused the girl of cutting in line to buy a bottle of water. The girl was actually asking the cashier, her mother, how much the water cost. She wasn't even cutting in line or anything. The irate customer began swearing and then punched the girl in the face. 14-year-old girl. The girl's mother intervened and then was also punched in the face by the customer. As he tried to leave the store, a man stepped in to stop him. The attacker, a man in his 30s, took out a knife and allegedly stabbed the other man several times. Victim was taken to a hospital and was pronounced dead an hour later. He was identified as 32-year-old Umberto Guzman. Meanwhile, the attacker ran from the store and down an alley where a second Good Samaritan confronted him and was stabbed in the torso as well. That person was treated at the hospital and was expected to be released last week. It's a terrible story. And
people don't realize how lethal knives can be.
Oh, my God.
Like, the stat was like last year, close to 1,500 people murdered by knife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's brutal.
Just so you know, it was Berwyn outside of Chicago, not the local Berwyn.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Psh, man, I thought it was in our area.
So did I, yeah.
Okay, all right, but just terrible nonetheless. Yeah. So if you are going to step in, I mean, you know, it can be the right thing to do, but you've got to be on guard because you never know when you're dealing with an unhinged, crazy
as
person who will do anything.
Was,
it's terrible. Two intruders entered a closed Denny's restaurant yesterday and made themselves some eggs before being chased away by a worker who was alerted to the pre-dawn trespassing. According to police, the two offenders first entered the Denny's around 2:02 a.m. and they went into the kitchen and prepared some eggs.
Did they lower themselves down from the ceiling, Preston, by wire?
Maybe they did that. I don't know.
Did they spray aerosol to make check for lasers?
The duo departed a few minutes later but returned at 2:58 a.m. and made some more eggs before departing Denny's at 3:04 a.m.
I'm in. I'm going to start making eggs.
Police report notes that the pair did not force entry into the eatery, which was closed at 11 p.m., and that the door seemed to be open both times. I always thought Denny's were 24 hours. But
most are, aren't they? I've never heard of a Denny's that closes, except the one in Mission Impossible.
After the duo made their second entry, a Denny's worker arrived on scene, confronted them, and told them to leave. The report does not indicate how the worker became aware of the intrusion. The suspects were recorded inside the Denny's by surveillance cameras. If identified, the pair could face misdemeanor, theft, and criminal trespass charges.
This is a miniature replica of the Waffle House.
You will enter via the air duct.
Yes, I will be dressed as a security guard.
And listen, man, they wanted their eggs.
Right.
And they went to great lengths to get them. A man climbed a crane early Friday at a construction site in East Hollywood, forcing the closure of streets in the area. A stretch of Hollywood Boulevard was closed after the man, carrying what appeared to be a bag, climbed the 150-foot-tall crane at about 6 a.m.
Remember Steve-O did that?
I do.
Yeah, it was to protest SeaWorld. Yeah.
He walked onto the crane platform, and at times during the three-hour ordeal, he dangled from the edge of the crane. And, dude, it is way up there.
Wendy should have a pretzel sandwich.
What should be on the sandwich?
Whatever Nick wanted.
Ham.
Ham.
And cheese and honey mustard.
Yeah. And cheese and honey mustard.
The world has to know.
I'll jump if you don't do it.
I'll do it.
I'll do it!
Firefighters and law enforcement personnel climbed to the top of the crane to assist the man. He was helped down late Friday morning. The Los Angeles Fire Department classified the incident as...
Isn't there any restaurant that has such a sandwich?
...as an apparent behavioral emergency. So I guess they got him down. He's okay.
That's... F that.
Yep. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.